With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu headed to a critical meeting Tuesday with President Trump in Washington.
The fact that this would be President Trump's first meeting with a foreign leader since his inauguration is telling. I think it's a testimony to the strength of the Israeli-American alliance. It's also a testimony to the strength of our personal friendship.
Also at SRNnews.com, update on another mystery in last week's deadly mid-air collision.
The NTSB now saying data shows conflicting altitude readings for the aircrafts, with the passenger jet around 325 feet, but air traffic controller data showing 200, says NTSB investigator Bryce Bannick.
Our team is looking into that, but I think it's important to note that this is a complex investigation.
They still need to analyze the black box from the Black Hawk, which was waterlogged. One air traffic controller was handling both aircraft. He'd asked the Black Hawk if they had visuals, and the answer was yes. Then the crash happened. That tower audio, courtesy Live ATC. I'm Julie Walker.
Federal judge blocking the enforcement of a Louisiana law that makes it a crime to approach within 25 feet of a working police officer after being ordered, or at least politely asked, to step back. The judge issued a preliminary injunction and declined to dismiss a suit filed by several media organizations. Things are getting a little ugly now when it comes to sports and U.S.-Canadian relations. Canadian fans over the weekend booing the American national anthem numerous times at both hockey and basketball games. This is SRN News. A major religious freedom case north of the border.
The Canadian Supreme Court will consider a 2019 Quebec law that forbids government workers from wearing religious symbols while on the job. That means no yarmulkes, no cross necklaces, no hijabs, nothing. Critics say the measure is a clear violation of religious freedom, but that argument failed in the Quebec Supreme Court. The Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedom states that citizens can, quote, express their religious beliefs through prayer, clothing, and other means. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Department of Education investigating Denver public schools for alleged discrimination. District converted a girls' restroom of an East High School to an all-gender restroom, leaving the other bathroom exclusively for males. The probe into the bathroom at the school makes a sharp departure from the department's investigations under former President Joe Biden. This is SRN News. Salaries in the National Hockey League on the rise. Here's Gethin Coolbaugh.
The NHL salary cap is making a big jump next season, with even larger increases happening in the coming years. The league and the Players Association on Friday released the cap numbers for the next three seasons. From $88 million this season, it goes up to $95.5 million in 2025-26, then $104 million in 26-27, and $113.5 million in 27-28. Those represent the biggest year-over-year leap since the cap went into place in 2005 at $39 million.
I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
Some trades in the world of sports can be labeled as blockbusters. This one, mind-boggling. The Dallas Mavericks and Los Angeles Lakers overnight, around the midnight hour, traded superstars Luka Doncic for Anthony Davis. More details at SRNnews.com.